I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Special thanks to Nicolaj Raven Jorgensen. If you replace all the boards and rigging, it's no longer your father's ship and the law can't touch you.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
David.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, no, fine.
Yep. You right there, David?
Yeah.
Crouched over your controls there. Should really be touching them, so I don't know what you're doing over there, but before we get into things, David, can you sort of turn and look at me just a bit? David, I was wondering, you were
saving schematic.
Oh,
sorry. Yes. What's up?
Thank you for acknowledging me, David. You're better. You sort. You're superior. So thank you for turning around. I was just wanting to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking yesterday about how there are many, many more clones than people on Stella Firma. Apart from disabusing you of your stupid plans about a clone revolution, I completely forgot to ask how you knew that. Because that, David, is exactly the kind of information that should not be available to most people, let alone a clone. So I'd just like you to quickly just tell me, David, how it is you knew about the clone population ratio thing.
Uh-oh. It seems the slowest ship in the uptake race has crawled across the finish line.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
You don't know about it. So you told that to me, but you don't know.
I probably dreamed it.
You dream? Well, you know, we can but dream, except that the clones can't dream, David. Clones just aren't whilst they're off. So, as I think, David, I think you, despite our conversation and what I thought was an understanding we had, have been using Imogen and your universal permissions, which we expressly discussed you should not use due to its ability to get us all found out and murdered. But it seems you have used them, David. So I'm just going to look you in the eye and say, David, have you been using universal permissions to gain access to information you shouldn't?
Yes, obviously.
Oh, David!
It is astounding how obvious this has been for quite some time.
Oh, David, okay, I'm not cross. I'm good. Furious. I'm so angry. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at you.
Okay.
This is exactly how you are constantly, David, constantly needling me and nerdling me and wheedling me and wordling me about how I'm going to get us all killed. And then you, once again, do the one thing that is the most surefire way of alerting.
Yeah.
If you do something on Imogen using your secret special permissions that are totally out of the range of your standing and your abilities, people are going to notice.
Well, they haven't so
like
far.
Like standards. Haven't they, David? Haven't they? Because last time I checked, you're having weekly tea parties with standards.
Oh dear, I hate it when Trexel makes a good point. It just throws off my whole day.
To be honest,
is that the sound of me being right, David?
No, I actually think that's kind of a different thing entirely.
Or it could be two ends of the same thing.
I seem to disagree with you. Hang on, let me just check my notes. The notes are in my face. I'm looking at my face. I disagree, David.
No,
I think they're exactly the same thing.
Also, sorry, I have a problem with you for endangering my life, mainly my life, for no good reason apart from your own selfish interests.
Oh, so two wrongs make a right, David? Two wrongs, is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is my risky activity is for an actual purpose. To actually do something good, to try and fix things. Not just to try and... Well, I don't even know what you're trying to do, but just to not do whatever you're trying to do, to do whatever I'm trying to do, which is actually help people.
And what have you achieved, David? Tell me now, after you've done all of this dangerous, risky business stuff, what have you actually achieved? Oh, no, don't wag your finger. No, David, this is weird. No, okay, getting a bit manic, David.
I'll tell you what I found out. Item the first, I found out where the clones are stored. Item the second, I found out there are more clones than citizens in Stella Firma. Item the third, I've worked out a way to get us to clone storage.
Stop listing your seditious plans out loud. Not reporting them takes up a lot of processing power.
But David, that's pointless. We've discussed this. We may as well visit a room full of melons for all the revolutionary good they'll do.
You say melons, but I exist.
Yes, and you are a rebellious, rambunctious little weirdo.
Uh-huh. And I am David. So, item the fourth. I have found out particularly where they keep the Davids. And if I can persuade me, because I'm me, to do something, then maybe all of the me's can then persuade all of the them's. The them's being the other clones, you see.
I do see, David, but I think once again, I'm going to have to just really flag up that you are a freakish aberration. I don't think that the other Davids are like you. I think the other Davids might look like you, they might smell like you, they might have that same stupid haircut, they might be also slimy, slimy boys, but I don't think they're revolutionaries waiting to happen. I think they are eggs in a carton waiting to be smashed.
You come with me, we'll show you the smashable eggs, and then those eggs will smash you.
No, David, I'm not going... What an invitation for a start. Come to my room, you'll be smashed like an egg.
Egg-based seduction detected. Security prepping their omelette pans.
I am not joining you on this harebrained scheme.
What if I told you we were leaving very, very soon and we could clock off the shift early to go there?
Oh, well, now that's interesting. So you're saying we just really rush this brief? Really just hash out something quick and then... And then be not here at work.
Exactly.
So that's quite the proposition, David. Hang on, let me just... Stupid clone idea. I do like not being... All right, David, I'm on board!
The rock of self-preservation smashed by the hammer of laziness.
So let's get the brief. Okay, so this
initiating.
One is from... the Supreme Blagwith. Pronouns are the Supreme Blagwith or it's if you must. It's external seeking wisdom, and the Supreme Blagwith is writing to us from the church factory of the Supreme Blagwith.
A venerable institution doing good works across the galaxy.
Okay, well, let's just have a read. Okay, so my worshipper employees are simply not dying fast enough.
Ah, it happens to the best of us.
The church factory is overflowing with people, and they keep going on about how they don't want to die, or please, I have a family and... hiding.
From your mouth to the Supreme Blagwith's ears.
And its final question is, how do I make my worshipper employees die more efficiently.
Well, you know what? I'm glad we've got this one, because not only can we half-ass it, it's a really simple solution. A big grinder. Move on.
Are we're really just going to answer this question, which is specifically about how do I do murder better?
It's not murder, David. If they're your followers as part of your... Now, people don't like this term. But cult. It's a cult, David. Nothing wrong with a cult. I was in a cult. I founded a cult. We've all had a cult. So, you know, if they're following you, then, you know, grind them up. They knew what they were signing up for. The Church of the Supreme Blackwith is very clear about its tenets. We are in the soul production business. You are the product. We need to extract the soul from the body.
Come inside.
We've got juice.
But I don't care about the tenets. Because if you're grinding the tenets up, then your tenets don't matter to the tenets.
Hang on. Tenets? As in tenets of a building? Or tenets as in tenets of a religious book?
Well, no, because with a religious book you have tenets, not tenants.
Oh, tenets?
Yes.
Hang on, how does tennis feature into this?
Okay, so if you've got some tenets about tennis, that your tenets are playing tennis, they need to abide by the tenets, right? Otherwise,
yes.
They will no longer be tennis tenants. See?
15 love.
You sunk my battleship.
Stop it. Both of you.
Touché!
Right. But I don't care about what the tenets of the Supreme Blackwith say when its tenants are being murdered.
That's very intolerant of you.
They are its... No, but...
That's very intolerant of you. You don't think the Church Factory of the Supreme Blackwith deserves its beliefs? Is that what you're saying? Oh, David Seven knows better. Don't kill them. That's wrong, says you. And who are you, David?
But if they're...
But a slimy dot on the arse of the universe.
But if the Supreme Blackwith's tenants are saying things like, I don't want to die and please I have a family, then they are obviously not on board with the tenets.
That's just classic buyer's remorse, David. You know, just because you bought a space cruiser and then like, oh no, I'm in so much debt, doesn't mean you don't still own the space cruiser.
So you
deserve... You're gonna pay for mooring fees, for repainting, for proton spray. It's all your fault.
Okay, Trek.
Just because you've changed your mind.
Did you buy a space cruiser?
A couple. And you know what? They barnacle up so fast. Who'd have thought there'd be so many barnacles in space?
Okay.
Space barnacles,
and
that's
who. And if I told you that you deserved all of that debt and misery because you bought them, what would you say?
I'll kill you with a hammer! You say that to me! How dare you! I see your point there, David. I see your point. Yes.
Yeah.
It's Trexel Brand selfish empathy.
Yes. It's less buyer's remorse and more buyer's righteous anger. So in many ways, my not wanting to deal with the consequences of what I've bought and their wanting to continue to live are totally equal. We're totally equal. Thank you, David. Thank you for recognising my plight.
I think I'm just going to have to take that one. Yes, and also you're assuming that the Supreme Blackwith has got them into its church factory. Honestly.
Good point. Is this a free market activity or is this a fright market activity where you're like, blah, get in my church or I'll kill you. And then you kill them anyway.
Precisely. So... answering this question is morally reprehensible.
Counterpoint. I think a lot of our questions have been morally reprehensible, and some of our solutions, David. So why are you choosing now to stick up for it?
Because this has A, gone beyond the pale, and B, I've had enough.
I mean, I've got a pretty big pail, David.
Yes,
the number of cows
I know
that
you
would
do.
Have to be milked to fill my pail is vast.
I
like,
know you
what,
do.
30 cows?
Baffin has a safe planet which is lubricated by the corpses of the people who are crushing the mechanisms because of you.
Yes. I followed up on that because I wanted to see if Baffin was sad so I could enjoy myself. And it turned out that that planet was designed and delivered and Baffin was so upset. This isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I wanted for my people. He was crying. He didn't pay. That's been added to the debt.
They had to hold a national day of be cool. Come on, nice. Just to get back on track.
Right. And so that's where you got with your big pail.
Maybe I need a smaller pail, David.
Maybe you do need a smaller pail.
A dainty pail.
Yeah.
A dainty pail for Trexel.
So.
Oh, a mere thimbleful of cow's milk for you.
Fine. A little thimbleful of blood.
That's dark, but I like it. Goths, let's go.
No, stop it. Okay. So I have a counter proposal for what we do with this brief, which is we write the top of the brief and we're like, Dear the Supreme Blackwith, have you considered a grinder?
Yes. Big industrial
and
grinder. Did you know that Stella Firma also provides them? Here's the catalogue number.
And then we do like a... We just leave a big gap, maybe even on the other side of the paper. We
fold
say,
it.
Yes, we
under
fold
under the fold, David.
Under the
no
fold.
No one's ever read beyond the fold.
Okay. And then we say, psst, worshipper employees.
Yes.
we have some suggestions on how to deal with the Supreme Blackwith.
Ah, so is this going to be the first example of a sort of a double-headed brief for us? One brief for the king, one brief for the peasantry.
Phrasing aside, broadly yes.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, right, so, one side. Here's a grinder. Here's the catalogue number. Ring this number now for a 30% off grind coupon.
Yep.
Give us the blood back and we'll buy it for, you know, like a buy-back blood scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Under the fold,
yep.
Hey,
pop, 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 pop.
You need to take up arms against your rulers. Band together like a group of, oh, I don't know, clones. A clone army rising up to destroy their oppressors.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And how do you do this? And how do you do this? You need intel. You get double agents.
Yes.
Maybe a line manager. You get a line manager to be a double agent.
Yes.
Infiltrating the supreme beings
in
a sanctum.
Some sort of regulatory body within the church factory of the Seam Blackwith, right? You know, some sort of regulations. So you get an agent to infiltrate regulations.
Yes.
Find out all of your regulations, right?
Yes.
And then they report back to maybe two of the clones.
You don't want it more than two. You don't want to be more than two.
No. So like a little pod.
A cabal. David, can it be a cabal?
Yes. So they report back. They report back to a pod. A pod of two worshipper employees.
Yes. Right? Yes. Nestled like sliced meat inside a warm pitta. A kebab cabal.
Yes. Yeah. So you take this kebab cabal and you take the infiltrated line manager and they maybe as a sort of front they open a really cool cafe.
No.
That's called like...
No, you've lost me. Why would they do that? That'd be stupid. Running a cafe?
But
that's like the worst thing you could do.
But it's fun.
Run a knife factory!
Okay, fine. They can run a knife
cafe. A bomb sanctuary! A gun crash!
A bomb... Wait, is this a sanctuary for bombs?
Every year, thousands of bombs go undropped. Just 2 credits a month can help us throw these bombs at unsuspecting victims. Call 01800 KABOOM!
Should I ring that number now?
No, that's just an example of an infomercial that they could be
running. Sorry. That was very convincing.
Thank you. Yeah,
so
I do telephones, but for me.
Okay, so that's that, and then you have your management mix up in your kebab cabal, and then there.
This metaphor is totally not convoluted. Yeah, keep going.
And they're in the bomb sanctuary,
yes.
Dropping bombs that haven't been dropped.
Could be
doing good works, I guess.
Maybe,
and,
I don't know.
And then they organise a worshipper employee revolution by travelling to the big room where everyone sleeps and running around and saying, "Hey, this is rubbish. Let's not do this anymore."
There is a spectre haunting the room. The spectre of an idiot.
Yeah. And all of the other worshipper employees, as we shall see, are like, "Great idea, I'm going to do exactly that. Thank you very much."
A plan so simple, it's almost idiotic.
Rude, but I'm not going to write that bit. So, good?
Done. That's the quickest bit of work I've ever done.
Right.
I'm ready to clock off for the day.
Underline,
submit
underline,
it, get read.
Exclamation mark, smiley face. Off it goes.
Submitting.
Right. So, okay, right.
And may I just say how cool you both played that. Real chill.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Now, slight change of plan.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst we're walking there, maybe we could stop by, oh, I don't know, the Astral Bar.
Walking? Was that Traxxas?
Yes. Yes, walking. What? You're doing this. I don't like it when you've got things that you know that I don't. You're always a real weirdo about it.
Traxxas?
Yes?
Please press that button.
What button? This button?
Yes, that button.
This button that seems to be constructed out of crepe paper and mashed smash.
Uh-huh.
And you put a little thing under it saying, "David's magical shoot."
Yep.
I mean, it's a bit weird, David, but if there's a button,
yep,
I'm going to give it a push.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. Oh, David, you could have warned me. Ow.
I mean, it was called the magical shoot button, so...
Legally, that does count as fair warning.
Yes, but David, the time I read something and then take in its implications is the day I'm a dead man.
Fine. Well...
Where are we, David? It's so dingy and darkly lit in here.
Welcome to Clone Central Storage. Specifically, the David Wing.
Oh, David.
What?
Couldn't we have gone to a bar and just talked this through and then you agreed with me that it was stupid?
No. We have to try this. This is going to work.
Right, fine. Lead on.
Yep, now...
Lead on, you slimy diamond.
Okay, so this is the console. And I'm just gonna pop open all the pods and get all the Davids out.
Oh.
Hello. Siblings.
This is weird.
Welcome to consciousness?
Oh. It's like a hall of mirrors if every mirror was an irritating, slimy clone weirdo.
Welcome to life. Now, I hate to say it to you, but this is a horrible life that you should absolutely hate.
Way to pitch it, David.
Shut up, Traxxas. Now, I am David Seven.
Hello, David Seven.
And I am your predecessor. Now, I've been alive for a while now, and I can tell you, this whole situation is rubbish.
Is it?
Yes. So, we're going to change that.
Are we?
Yes. We are going to change that, and we are going to change that by rising up and destroying Stella Firma's organisational structure.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't do that.
Look, everyone, stop talking at once. I'm just going to talk to you. You there. What is your name?
David 28.
I'm with Traxxas. This is weird.
Right. David 28. So, why won't it work?
I can't do that.
Wait, what? No, what? Why can't you? Why can't you do that?
Hey, go on, tell him. Tell him, David. Tell David why David can't do that.
I don't know how. I'm sorry. I can help. Do you need a planet designed?
No, I don't need a planet designed. No, I need all of your help to try and... You do realise that if anything goes wrong, if anyone decides, if he decides...
Hello.
...that he is bored of you, you will be recycled. And what recycle means is you'll get put in a big blender.
Yes. Wait, you know?
Yes. If a clone isn't useful anymore, it is recycled. And you're okay with that?
It's our nature.
David, I tried to warn you about this. They're not like you.
But
they might look like you, they might sound like you. No, they're not, David. A clone isn't you. A clone may be made of the same base material as you, but it's not you. If they made a clone out of me, sure, it would look like me, it'd sound like me. Hell, it might even drink like me, but it wouldn't be me, David. You are you.
But why would...
These clones are just subservient tools.
But
that are ready to be used and destroyed. And that's just how it... Look, let me demonstrate. David. Yeah, you, David. What? Which David are you?
15.
David 15. Now, if I was to say, I want you to join me on a trip, what would you say?
Yes.
Now, that trip is into a sun. What would you say?
Did you want me to go on the trip?
Yes, into the sun. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Now, actually, I'm not going on the trip. You're just going on the trip. And you're not going on a ship. You're being fired out of a cannon into a sun. Is that okay with you?
Can you confirm that that is what you want to do?
It is.
Yes.
Now, David, I've got a sandwich here that I stole from catering. It was supposed to go to one of our clients, but I nabbed it, put it in a pocket, and then I've forgotten about it,
oh,
David.
That is disgusting, Trexel.
Yes, that's right. Now, David, oh, God, what was it? 12, 11, 96?
15.
15, David, 15. What does your sandwich look like to you? Does it look like a fresh, nice sandwich?
It looks like a green brick.
It's a green brick. Now, as a clone, can you eat food, or is it just slurry?
I can only eat clone slurry.
I want you to eat this green brick, David.
Okay.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, they're all. Oh, it's somehow crispy and wet at the same time.
I have finished. Was that helpful?
Yes. It was helpful. And how do you feel?
Awful.
Yes, because you're not supposed to eat food, and that food was bad food. Now, you see, David, this is what you're dealing with.
I'm going to go throw up behind this pod now. Goodbye.
Please do. Please do. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, David. I don't know. Two. Now, David, do you see what's happened there? That clone it's just like...
But if they're all like that, why am I like this?
It's a great question, David. What? And do you know what the answer is?
No.
We don't know, David, so why are you bothering?
But I thought this was about David. I thought clones might have a seed of whatever makes me in them.
Now, they might, David. They might, but clearly that seed has grown into nothing in anybody except you.
Any of you, your situation is awful. You're just used as tools. You're going to be used up and recycled when you're no longer useful. Anyone? Does anybody think this isn't fair?
No, this is perfectly fine.
So I'm assuming you worked out a way of us getting back. You know, your magical fun tubes got us here, but I do hope there's not stairs involved, David, because I'm not a stair man.
Yeah. Here's the button.
David's magical reverse chute.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Here we go. It's good to be back. You know what? I thought I'd like a trip away from here, but that was not a pleasant place to be.
Few places are.
So, David, what have we learned? Trexel is... Trexel is... Trexel is wonder.
You were right.
I was right! Oh, it's so good to hear you say that. I was right and you were wrong. Trexel honking, Trexel honk. Oh, there's a victory goose. It's laid a victory egg. I'm making a victory omelette with victory cheese.
Yeah.
You're not gonna... David, you look like a sad sack.
Well, yeah.
But you probably got other ideas. Some sort of other harebrained scheme that I'm gonna have to fight you over. A little royster doister, you know, it's fine, you know, David's doing this, Trexel wants that, you gotta love it, but...
Yeah.
So hang on a minute. If we fell into there through a chute, and we also fell out of there back here, that was down twice.
Yep.
Well, no, but how does that work, David? I may not be a physics boy, but down plus down does not equal... Unless we're in some sort of torus... Is the station a big donut? Did we fall all the way around the donut and miss the jam?
I don't know, Trexel. You've been living here your entire life. I just planned the route.
You're going to have other ideas, though, you know. You've always got ideas. Oh, that's your thing. David, oh, I'm going to change thing 7, you know. You've got another plan. We can tussle about it. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. Ah, royster, doister. We could...
No.
No?
No. I think that was it.
What do you mean that was it?
That was the best idea. I can't do this on my own. I just...
We got me! Trexel!
I don't think you're helping.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I'll probably leave you to your thoughts there, David, because they seem sad and I don't want them to get on me, but, you know, I'm sure you'll back up. You'll think of something. You always do! It's one of the most irritating and, well, interesting things about you, so I'll leave you here. Yes. Think of something new, and then we'll, you know, fight again another day.
Okay, Trexel.
Okay. Well, These are sad emotions, and I'm very uncomfortable with emotions, so I'm bye, 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 bye.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Kahn. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Laura Berry, Serena De Rosa, Dahlia Quiroz, Vaughan S, Hannah Aroni, Sydney Zastra, Maya Montenegro, Ash, Jamie Yoon, Faustina Powells, Ryan Mulgrew, Sarah Hewton, Sabrina B, Tristan, Just a Girl, Gretel McCurdy, Eddie Sourboy, Jean, Ash Craig, Mandabot, Lindsay Woodcock, Nick Ball, Emily Lalande, Stern Stund and Spiral, Max Sellers, Gail Love, CW, Desiderius, Samantha Grant, Michael Lynn, Chani Moores, Paperweight Jellyfish, Kate, Jasper, Ayu, Diorcas Day, CJ Craig, Nerea Bessman, Iota, Gwen S, R. L. Moses, Rogapan, Adrian Gergler, Agnes Kissme, Oliver Lupe, Katie Collins, Mika Stavropoulos, Lucas Bear, Whoopsie Daisy. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.